Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just finished talking about October the 13th, Friday the 13th. Tomorrow's going to be Friday the 13th. And is that associated with health risks? And we talked about some of the studies. And overall, I think it's more the anxiety of it all. But there's one caveat. Things have been pretty crazy right now in America. And I am a little nervous about tomorrow. Not because it's Friday the 13th, but because there's been a lot of anti-Semitism. There's been a lot of anti-Israel rhetoric. There's been people trying to take advantage of the chaos. And so just be aware, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has said she's going to ramp up security at sensitive targets. I don't think the targets will only be synagogues or yeshivas or Jewish schools. It could also be places where non-Jews go. Remember, when Hamas attacked Israel, there were people from Colombia, Germany, France that got hit. So just be aware. They're going to also keep an eye on museums and gathering places, places where there's going to be groups. State police is also gathering and sharing intelligence as part of their place on the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And they called on law-abiding Palestinians to reject Hamas and says ongoing violence falls squarely on the feet of Hamas. And that's the thing. You know, some people, they want to support, you know, the country of Palestine. This is about what Hamas and terrorists did. And Hamas took over as the government of the Palestinians over in Gaza Strip when Israel pulled out. And they let them govern themselves. And then Hamas took over. And so as we're seeing these images, in fact, Secretary of State Antony Blinken became emotional describing the reaction to images of victims of a Hamas assault that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shared with him. And we're seeing many of them as well from reporters. He said a baby, an infant riddled with bullets, soldiers beheaded, young people burned alive in their cars or in the hideaway rooms. In fact, we're having to report that a pregnant woman, the baby was cut out of her uterus. She was sliced open. Just disgusting attacks. Blinken compared the attack by Hamas to the attacks on civilians by ISIS. He said it's beyond what anyone would ever want to imagine, much less actually see and, God forbid, experience. So the Biden administration, according to CNN, is arranging charter flights for U.S. citizens trying to leave Israel starting tomorrow. Not sure why it took that long, but at least it's starting. And maybe it's also because Ben-Gurion Airport might be overwhelmed with people trying to leave. But Biden said to his team to ensure that we are assisting U.S. citizens who do not want to leave Israel and provide them with a safe, or who do want to leave Israel, and provide them with safe means of doing that. They are still working through some of the details, but they are organizing charter flights and their immediate family members from Israel to sites in Europe, according to John Kirby, who's Strategic Communications and National Security Council Director. He said, I would add that they're also exploring other options to expand the capacity of doing this and exploring whether it's possible to help Americans leave by land and by sea. We know there's a demand signal out there, and we're going to try the best we can to meet it. So when many people say, look, you know, doesn't Israel have control of the border now, and, you know, they just have to get the hostages? No, they're starting to get attacks from other sides. And as war sentiment is growing, and rather than people calling for peace, You know, they're calling for, you know, all hands on deck. Let's, you know, wipe Israel off the face of this earth, God forbid. Israel is anticipating, as well as America and, you know, Europe is anticipating that it's going to be a mess in Israel. And it's going to be very, very dangerous. Kirby directed American citizens seeking to leave Israel to fill out an intake form at travelstate.gov. He said it will help the State Department process requests and get a sense of what the scope of the need is. How many Americans have we lost in this battle? Already 27. Possibly more. 14 Americans are missing. Now, it was originally, we were told that there were more missing, but there's a chance that what happened is they found that they, that's why the death toll has now risen to 27. We are going to be hearing a lot of tales of those who survived at the mercy of God and of individuals who protected them. And we hear of stories of parents protecting their kids and protecting their babies. And there's Rotem Matthias. He was in a safe room with his parents, Deborah and Shlomi, when Hamas militants infiltrated the room. The mom was shot, and her body provided cover for her son. He hid for more than 12 hours. He was wounded as well. He survived the attack, and but, you know, it's when you hear the destruction and the death, and you hear the indiscriminate killing, it reminds us that there are individuals out there that just do not care about peace. They don't care about treaties. They don't care about the UN. They don't care. They want to kill, they're going to kill. And to rip a baby from a womb, to kill children in front of their parents, to light people on fire in their car. Horrible. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with families of Americans killed or taken hostage at a news conference in Tel Aviv. Biden had met with some of the families, and there's going to be diplomats traveling to Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Qatar, UAE, Jordan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he will travel. Obviously wanting to kind of keep the peace, trying to do diplomacy to prevent this conflict between Hamas and Israel from expanding, and it can't. In fact, Hamas is using cryptocurrency to raise funds. According to CNN, Iran has been Hamas's most generous financial backer, but apparently other people are also funding Hamas, and they're looking for donors offering cryptocurrency. It's crazy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So it looks like every week we have some sort of a ranking of the states. The happiest state, the least expensive state, the nicest state. Well, now we have the best states for happiness and mental health. And this comes from Soliad. And Soliad actually posted this a while ago, but everybody's talking about it now. And they have released their 2023 Best States for Mental Health report. It ranks all 50 states on various factors that impact mental health and mental health care access. And they commissioned this to understand the disparities in mental health support in communities and schools nationwide. CDC reports that 1 in 5 Americans will experience a mental illness in a given year. I was taught in medical school 1 in 3. This comprehensive report aims to elevate the conversations about mental health, and the crucial need for increased access to mental wellness services across the country. And I think that is important. If you want to go to one of these states and you find out that their mental health services suck, you might want to rethink about relocating. They say most studies rank locations for best and worst mental health, often consider a limited range of factors, but Soliant wanted to see the bigger picture. So they stayed, instead of ranking states simply by the access to mental health providers or based on general population surveys, they actually worked with healthcare professionals to consider a wider range of factors that affect mental health. So, for example, the frequency of bad mental health days reported by the existing population, access to mental health providers, suicide rates in the 15 to 24 age group, unemployment rate, violent crime rate, disconnected youth rate, teens and adults aged 16 to 19 who are not working, not in school, disconnected. Access to exercise opportunities, are there public parks, are there recreational facilities, are there YMCAs? And then air pollution. To offset states with limited access to exercise opportunities due to rural landscapes and large bodies of nature or protected land. So who ranked the top? So they said the top was actually Nebraska. Nebraska did the best. Then came Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Vermont, Colorado, North Dakota, and then Utah. Some of the worst states, West Virginia came in last, Alabama came in second to last, Arkansas came in 48. Other states that ranked poorly were Nevada, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi. But Alabama, West Virginia, West Virginia, that came in the worst, they said, had the highest average number of mentally unhealthy days reported by residents in the past 30 days. The state also had the least access to exercise opportunities. Alabama had the worst mental health provider to population ratio and comes in second for the most mentally unhealthy days. Arkansas ranked poorly in the majority of the categories. The state was the third worst access to exercise opportunities, the fifth highest disconnected youth rate, sixth highest air pollution, fourth highest number of mentally unhealthy days. People ask, well, how did Hawaii do? Hawaii always ranks number one in happy. Everybody's always happy in Hawaii. Hawaii came in number 18 because they had the lowest air pollution. And they came in second for the lowest number of mentally unhealthy days. But they're still number 18. California came in above Hawaii. They have the most access to exercise opportunities, but they also have the most air pollution. Massachusetts came in number 3, highest number of mental health providers. Alaska also had a higher number of mental health providers. So it's an interesting study. And, you know, I look at sunlight as being a factor. You know how we have seasonal affective disorder? So people who live in cloudy areas or areas where they don't get a lot of sun might struggle with moods. Apparently, no. Washington, Maine, Vermont, they did well. The Sun Belt states, the Gulf Coast states, Nevada, very sunny. No. So people ask, hey, why is Nevada struggling? Why are some of these places struggling to get providers? If you look and you see how many medical schools there are, how many doctor of osteopathic schools there are, a physician assistant, nurse practitioner, how many psychology graduates we have, thousands every year, every state, what's going on? Well, mental health care is not easy, and it doesn't pay well. So when people say, you know, well, then what's going on with psychiatrists? You know, then if it doesn't pay well and you have to sit with the patient for an hour, why would then anybody become a psychiatrist when you could be a ER doc and see multiple patients or a family doc and see multiple patients? Well, psychiatrists don't spend a whole hour with their patient. The old days of you having an hour-long visit on the couch, that's rare. Psychiatrists now have also higher volume. They couldn't afford psychiatrists. to only see 8 patients a day. Now we have therapists who may have 50-minute sessions. 10-minute to offer a break, go pee, and get ready for the next patient. But even with that, you can't see more than 7 a day, especially if you have to take off for lunch. And so when somebody looks at, you know, what is going to be the productivity, what is there going to be their pay, and again, they find out you can make more money doing something else, they will. Fascinatingly, pediatricians are one of the most underpaid, lowest paying healthcare professionals. But when you love kids, you love kids. But the other hard part is a pediatrician can't really go and do a lot of other things. See, me as a family doc, I could do pediatrics, I could do geriatrics, I could do urgent care, I could do gynecology, I could do dermatology. So I could, that's part of the reason why I went to family medicine, so I had that flexibility, depending on how the market went, to be able to shift and do other things. But with pediatrics, it's all about the kids. So if you're noticing you're not getting paid in that venue, you almost have to go back and get more training to go and then do adult medicine or something else. But mental health is a very, I think, rewarding job, but it takes a lot out of you. So on the days when I had a lot of patients who had mental health issues that I sat with and held and cried with and prayed with, I came home exhausted. And I'd be talking to my husband, and he goes, "You only saw about maybe 30 people today." I was more exhausted than scene 45, where I'm cutting off this mole, cutting out this mole, checking on this biopsy, doing a physical. It was less exhausting. And after a while, it does weigh on you. I love helping people with their problems. I love talking to people. People will cry on the phone now that I do telemedicine. I love being there. I really feel a lot of satisfaction making people feel well. But you have to have time. You have to not care. When I work with a patient that has a mental health crisis or needs to talk, I might only be making 50 cents an hour to help that person. I mean, you're not really making, you're spending a lot of time. And it's not, you don't do it for the pay. But you do have to eventually pay bills. And some individuals with mental health might not get better. There are certain conditions where the patient will never be happy because they want to have something they're upset about. And that sometimes works against some of these providers that need to kind of feel accomplished and need that motivation. And when they find out that one of their patients, you know, was still depressed or committed suicide or... It's really hard. It's not an easy profession to be in long term. So, yeah, we're struggling. It's really hard to get young kids to go to school to be mental health professionals. So we have to sometimes use non-mental health professionals in other capacities. AA, I think, is fantastic. In fact, I wish non-alcoholics could also utilize AA. Just being able to talk, it's a form of group therapy. Really, it's really, group therapy is fantastic. And group therapy, I think, can be very, very helpful. Sometimes you need the one-on-one. But we unfortunately just don't have enough considering the amount of population that struggles with mental health. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. There's finally a winner of the enormous Powerball jackpot, a winning ticket worth over $1.7 billion. The second biggest lottery prize in U.S. history was sold in Fraser Park, California. The United Auto Workers strike adding more members. The union said in a tweet that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant are joining the strike. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. Two protesters arrested during former college swimmer and women's sports activist Riley Gaines' Real Women's Day event at Pennsylvania University. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden has called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social post. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So this is a topic we haven't talked a lot about, is multi-level marketing. And there's a lot of supplements. There's self-help things. There's a lot of products. There's a lot of companies that are multi-level marketing. They're legal. They're legit. Multiple companies do this, and many of you who have been looking for other ways to do income or other careers have been attracted to it, and it can be fantastic, and it could also be a mess, so you got to be careful. I haven't had a lot of experience, but one product I did do personally was Juice Plus.
And Juice Plus, I don't know if the company exists or if it now is Balance of Nature. I don't know if they're related. But as a physician, I didn't want to sell anything in my office. I have a hard enough time convincing you guys to get a mammogram done, get a colonoscopy done. So I didn't want people to think I was making money on sales. But I kept being asked by individuals, what's the best vitamin? So I'd say, I don't know, Centrum, one a day. I just said, go over the counter. And people kept asking, but what do you like? So one of my patients had me buy the Juice Plus, the vegetables and the fruits, and I kind of liked it. I thought I felt good because it was marketed as it's the vegetables pulverized down, the fruits pulverized down. So when I saw that I liked it and I saw that it worked, I said, here, you guys could use this. Did I sell any? Not really. I didn't want to get into the selling part of it. They signed me up so I could be a distributor and all that. I just didn't have time. And again, the last thing I wanted is anybody to think I was doing sales pitches. Now, I'm in medicine to help you and make sure you guys are getting the best things possible. I have a hard enough time giving you a sales pitch to get your regular screening done that I don't make any money on. Yeah, you go for a mammogram, I don't make money on your mammogram. I don't make money on your colonoscopy. I'm doing it because I want you to save your life. But I start selling things, that could be an issue. But there were people that did really, really well in these companies. Amway, we had a friend who was high up in Amway, and wow, very, very successful. And so when you look at some of these multi-level marketing companies, all right, they are brilliant in terms of motivation, and they know how to sell. If you ever want an education in sales and in marketing and in PR, do it. Now, you have to be careful because sometimes you have to spend money. Some of these companies make you spend. It'd be nice for you, like, well, sign me up and let me just work on commission. But some of these companies, you have to buy stuff. And you have to buy stuff to sell stuff. That's one of the reasons why I like kind of what Amazon does, and, you know, where you don't necessarily have to put money out and you could sell things. It's you know. But for those of you in business or sales thinking that you'd be able to make a lot of money because you could sell things, one of the best apprenticeships or on-the-job training are some of these multi-level marketing companies, because you learn how hard it is to sell. When these companies talk to you, they don't necessarily tell you exactly what you're going to be a salesperson, you need to sell, you need to connect. No, what they do is they help you find something you want. What is it? Is it a Lamborghini? Is it being able to have a beach home in Hawaii? And they help you find that happy place and that focus and that drive, which a lot of people actually need for careers, right? To get through law school, to get through medical school, to get through, sometimes you kind of need that happy place. They help you find that. Then they show you how you could achieve it. And they lay it all out there. And some of these companies, they're legit. They actually show you the actual numbers. They're not lying. Where there might be some exaggeration is how easy it is to do. They say, get your friends, get other people to buy, and then get them to sell. And where people make money is if they have other people under them working for them. Now, again, that's the American dream, to start a company, build a company, have people under you working, manage those people. That's why I don't fault multi-level companies, because that's the way corporations do things. We're going to own the brand, but we're going to hire you guys to do the work. We're here for support. We're here for management. You do the work. You bring in the money. We all win. That's how a lot of companies work. But don't be very, very careful. One, do your research on the company. Number two is be very careful putting any money in. And they're going to convince you that only the successful people are the ones that put money in. And I got to tell you, owning a business, yeah, you do have to put money in. Okay? You do. We had to borrow money to open up our medical practice. I had to put money into the radio show. I know some of you are like, how much did you really put in? It takes money. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of investment. So anything takes an investment. But you need to have plan B. And you need to be very careful watching some of these demo tapes. Just like with franchises. Franchises, they make you salivate because they show people with yachts and airplanes, and they go, I'm an honest owner of these franchises. I'm an owner. You could look me up online. I'm legit. Yeah, but not everybody is going to be somebody who could own the yacht. But if you do have the motivation, if you do have that knack for sales, if you do know how to, if it's a good product, if you believe in the product, if it's ethical, you could do well. But I'm telling you right now, having been in marketing and HR and sales and the restaurant business and media business, I've been in so many businesses because I've held so many jobs while in my medical career and in school. Sales is one of the most difficult. And to base your income on consumer whims and consumer behavior is dangerous, especially as we're going into a recession. So you need to make sure that your initial investment is not a lot and is not going to be something that prevents you from holding a job that might actually provide you regular income. But if you want to try it out and it's something you could easily get out of later and whatever, I don't think it's a bad thing. Because I tell you, you know, I learned a lot just from these companies and doing research on how it works. And me, because of my marketing background, I love marketing. And I love how the successful people do it is they're able to convince you that you need this product. They're able to convince you that the money doesn't matter. And if it's a product you've never used, they actually walk you through how you will start to use this product. They're able to convert a non-buyer of a product to now a buyer of a product. And it's the art of marketing. Maybe it's manipulation. Maybe it's, I didn't realize I needed this vitamin. Or I didn't realize I needed this. As a doctor, I really don't like getting involved in that, to be honest. And so I didn't really do much Juice Plus. I took it myself and then I stopped taking it. And I don't know whatever happened to the company. But for those of you looking for a side job and you love sales and you need that motivation, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world as long as you research a company and make sure it's good and it's kosher. But the key to any job and the key to any business is you need to be motivated. People start their own business all the time, whether it's an MLM or whether it's your own business. And you need to be so motivated where you can't wait to get up. You can't wait to work on the weekends because it's your project. And I got to tell you, the reason why people are successful is because that's what drives them. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite times of year to go to Disneyland is Christmas time and Halloween time. The decor is amazing. It is a wonderful experience. Is it overpriced? Yes. Very overpriced. It's getting so bad that you really start to rethink, especially in the way inflation is and the way the economy is going, if you could ever go back to Disneyland. And we had noticed during the summer that sometimes the park was empty. I didn't notice. I wish I did, because every time I go, it's a mess. But there were people posting pictures of things looking pretty quiet. Now, I mean, were they posted at first thing in the morning? Where were they posting these? But we were told that because it was so expensive, that people just weren't spending the money. Fewer people were coming. Well, now we're being told they're going to raise prices again, which to me means they're seeing some writing on the wall. When they have gotten criticized for being so expensive and numbers dropped, for them to raise the price, something's up. And this week, Disney announced, effective immediately, they're raising ticket prices at Disneyland Resort by 9%. Annual pass prices going up 10% at Walt Disney World. At the Anaheim theme park, prices are going up for every ticket option. Most price hikes are going to be between 7 to 9%. The least expensive ticket option, which I've never been able to get, $104. Usually it's been like $150, $160 bucks. I don't know how. I just never been able to get that cheaper option. Magic Key annual pass is going up between 3% and 21%. According to a Disneyland representative, they say we are constantly adding new innovative attractions and entertainment to our parks, and with our broad array of pricing options, the value of a theme park visit is reflected in the unique experiences that only Disney can offer. So your one-day park, one park's not hopping, $104. Then they have these tiers. I'm not exactly sure what the tiers give you, but they range from $119 to $194 for a one-day, one park. Wow. Two-day ticket, $310. Three-day, $390. Four-day, $445. A five-day ticket, almost $500. Hopper add-on prices, if you do a one-day park hopper, it adds an extra $65. 2 days, $65. And then annual passes, Inspire Magic Key, $1,600 a year. Imagine Magic Key, $499. You have to pay more for parking, extra $5 more for parking. The Disneyland hotels are also increasing the rates. That's, I think, for parking and I think for hotel. So I bring this up because some of you are thinking, you know what? Maybe what we'll do to save money is we'll go to Disneyland for a vacation. Now, in Disneyland's defense, I'm always happy. I've had bad experiences. There's been rides that have been canceled. I felt gypped out of the early morning where you were supposed to be able to get in when you get in early and then go and hit the rides, and you end up just standing in line early the whole time. And the last time I went was probably the worst experience, and I still had a good time. Disneyland is just, it just makes you smile. It's amazing. You feel good on the rides, and the quality is there. But is it worth it? I don't know. I don't think I've ever done, I might have once, but I really haven't done a Disney World vacation right, where you're there for multiple days, you see all the parks, because I can't afford it. If the hotel is, what, $400 or $500 a night, and then the ticket prices, and for four of us, no. I can't, and then the flight. See, I could drive to Disneyland. That's why it works for a lot of people, because you could drive. But to fly to Florida, take out the hotel, and do, it's more expensive than going to Hawaii for me. And so it changes things. And but one thing I notice is when I'm there, the crowds are just wall-to-wall people. Somebody's paying. Every time they raise the rates, like right now, we're hearing that people are slamming the atrocious lines, the sky-high prices. People are still going, though. A lot of people from Europe come. Mind you, I went to Europe, so we went to Disneyland Paris. It wasn't as busy, because they have other things to do in France and Paris than to go to Disneyland. So the lines weren't as bad. There were a couple lines that were bad. Also, it was hot, because it was in the middle of summer. And sometimes they're still in school. But still, people spend the money. And so, you know, understand that the food is expensive. It's good food, but it's so expensive. If you want to get a restaurant, like they have this Pirates of the Caribbean, ride that goes by the, I think it's called the Blue Bayou Restaurant. So you can be in the restaurant looking inside, basically the Pirates of the Caribbean ride on a bayou. It's exquisite. It's beautiful. It's also kind of fun because the people in the boats will look at you. And then one time I was there kind of by the railing, and somebody screaming, "Bread, bread!" And also I'm throwing some bread at them. Give us that. So it's kind of cool because you can talk to people on the rides, you can wave to them, things like that. But I got to tell you, that's expensive. And if you want to get a reservation, months ahead. So I don't want to say this to, you know, be anti-Disney. I have a great time with Disney. I love going there. But if you only can be on 4 or 5 rides all day because the lines are that ridiculous, you know, again, if you go with people and you're having fun and you're talking and you're, you know, you're able to go to the bathroom when you need to, you're able to eat when you need to, and you're just kind of enjoying being there, you'll have a good time. But if you're like, I want to hit every ride, you have to pay extra for that. There you have to pay genie passes and extra passes. And then, even with that, there's even rides now in Disneyland you have to pay extra for. So they have an amazing Star Wars attraction. The Millennium Falcon. They have the Star Wars experience. I'm being told that you have to pay additional for those rides. Okay, that's starting to get ridiculous. You're already paying a boatload just to get in. But, again, from an economy standpoint, for Disney to be raising their rates on top of this, and that quickly, what's going down? Is it that inflation just went up? Are things expensive? Are they being sued? Are they finding out that they're losing a lot more money than they thought? Is it that they have to pay more for their workers? So whenever I see a big entity like that that's already accused of being overpriced, jumping in rates, that means I think they're expecting something. And I don't know if that's a sign that something big's happening with the economy. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Finally, in breaking news, we still don't have a Speaker of the House. Steve Scalise is the front runner for the GOP. Jim Jordan, who has never really been very actively asking for this. You know, when they wanted him to be Speaker before McCarthy, he said no. He says he will throw his weight behind Scalise. And has not dissuaded allies from voting for him. Remember, they all have to work together. You know? But he lost the GOP candidate nomination from a 113-99 vote. In order for Steve Scalise to become Speaker of the House, he has to get, I think, 217 votes. And I'm not sure why the GOP is going to take long when the GOP ousted McCarthy, well, especially those 8 that joined the Democrats. GOP is going to have to unite on somebody. Otherwise, we don't have a speaker. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.